Welcome back to hour number two of the Sane Asylum, number 175. It's September 17, 2023. What an honor it is to have the brilliant independent revisionist journalist John Friend. His website is therealistreport.com. You should subscribe to his email list. He's also the ace crackerjack reporter at American Free Press. He just had four articles in the current issue, the new issue that they're just putting to bed, as they say, as we say in the journalism profession, will be out in a week or two or mailed. And then, of course, he's also an editor and helps with the or operates with the Barnes Review, which is an excellent revisionist quarterly. Or is it every other month? I'm not sure.
It's actually bi-monthly.
Every 2 months.
Every 2 months, correct, yeah. Yep.
Oh, no. The Barnes Review is bi-monthly. Oh, no. Just a bad joke as far as bisexual. All right. All right. You know what? It's time, man. We got to hear from you folks. So the call-in number, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And John, we're about to take calls, but I want to get your thoughts on this. You've been monitoring, as have I. It's shocking that what Biden has done, it's the Soros Talmudic parasites putting the money behind the trains, buses, caravans of bringing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of mestizo Indians and Chinese and Middle Easterners and Afghani. Everybody's coming to the border, and 95% of them are all fighting age males. And gee, what refugees are those? And then simultaneously, you just saw in Italy where they're staged over 10,000 of these 70-60 IQ insane Africans that are trying to get onto the continent from the island. But no, John, there is no great replacement. There is no Kudnov of Kalergi plan, and I call bullshit. Your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I've seen some videos coming out of Italy where it's just like hordes of these Africans.
Yeah. They're attacking policemen. Like, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just it is demoralizing seeing stuff like that, frankly. It's just out of control. You know, you look at the reports coming out of New York City and these people taking over all the hotels and, you know, the problems that the school system is having, and just, you know, just the whole country is just totally in flames at this point. I mean, it's just outrageous what's going on. And again, it's like one of these things, if you notice it, if you object to it, somehow you're a racist and you want to, you know, kill 6 million Jews or whatever. It's just, it's totally crazy, man. And you know what the thing is like, these problems could be solved relatively easily. I mean, if we just had, you know, the political will to do it and then actually enforce the law. The way it works now, I mean, these people come over and they want to get – they want to make contact with, you know, Border Patrol people. That way they can, you know, get their little court date, and then off into the country they go.
Yep.
Yeah, man, we gotta start having a spine and just saying, look, you know, we're full. We got plenty of people here. The people that are here illegally got to go back. We don't need any more immigrants. And I mean, I think there's a lot of support for that, even among, like, you know, average general Americans that aren't too politically
Black Americans,
included.
Conservative,
yeah, people
Catholic,
are sick of
Mexicans
this crap.
Who came here legally. You know, it's not easy to get in the country legally. And so, what it is, John, is somehow the first domino has to fall, and being half Sicilian, half Austrian German, it would make me proud if the Italians finally got rid of the government, took it over, became nationalists, put in a Mussolini type figure, got the military behind them, sent all those African parasites back. And then I just know if one domino falls, they're all going to fall. And when you're driving out the Africans, drive out the Jew too. And then all of a sudden Europe can be saved. And the same thing is here. I mean, I think it's a little more complicated, but I think you made a point that realistically, the vast majority of sane whites, sane American blacks, sane legally citizen or born here Mexicans, conservative Christians, they don't want any of this. And so essentially the only way to beat off the international satanic Jew is nationalism. You know, don't let the Jew insult you as a Nazi. You should be a proud nationalist, because it's the only way you can save a future for your children and your grandchildren.
Absolutely, man. I 100% agree. And that's really, I mean, again, this goes to the heart of everything that that American Free Press is all about, the Barnes Review. I mean, nationalism is the answer. And it's healthy. It's positive. It's really how the world was formed, how you know, how we've traditionally viewed it. But it's just been so weaponized by the Jews, really, since World War II.
Right.
And yeah, man, that is the answer. You know, being proud of who you are, being aware of who you are. And that doesn't necessarily just mean white people. I mean, everybody should be proud of their background and their race and their family and their history, you know, and that really is the answer. I completely agree. It is a global struggle between international, you know, Jewish inspired Marxism or communism and yeah, nationalism. That's what it's all about.
Yep, absolutely. And even in a bigger picture, it's the Talmudic satanic Jew trying to create a one world religion of Satanism versus people who serve the creator, serve God, serve the divine. So, yeah, I mean, any way you draw the line down the middle of a piece of paper and write good versus evil. So good could be the serving God and Jesus the Christ versus the satanic Jew, or it could be good nationalist versus the traitorous commie Jew and all the insane minions. Either way, it is the eternal struggle between good and evil. And if you don't act soon, silent majority going to lose it all. And I would hate to see that happen. All right, let's take our first call. Scott from Illinois, welcome. What's on your mind for John Friend?
Hey, gentlemen. Boy, it sure was good to hear those young female voices repeating the mantra of the great Bob Whitaker. He's smiling down from heaven.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't know if you guys had mentioned that or not, but I recognized his mantra from years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. That's where that whole messaging came from. Yeah, it's very powerful, and it's gone viral. I know, is it Horace the Avenger was a big part of that as well. I know, I'm pretty sure he still does a regular, like, live stream. And, yeah, they've been doing that sort of work for a very long time, and it's very effective, I think.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah, that's wonderful. Hey, I just want to report from our little rural area here. The genocide continues. We're just burying so many people, and it's got to be them shots. It's terrible around here. Giuseppe, in your line of work, do you have any laboratories that are reliable that we could send some material from a person and try to trace this back to spike proteins?
I'm more of like the traditional Chinese medicine oriental barefoot doctor type, but my dear friend Dr. Judy Mikovits has lots of those connections, and so I can actually, she's going to come on in the next few weeks, and at that time I will ask her. I'll ask before then, and I'll put it up in the chat rooms in the next couple shows, or I'm just about ready to put my websites back up and I'll put it up there. But there are laboratories who are doing independent testing, and the results are stunning and shocking, and just, it's just so evil what they're doing with these bubonic Jew jabs.
Had a lot of friends, they'll go in for an operation, you know, and they'll say it's clots. Well, then they pull this material out of them, and of course it ain't blood they're pulling out of them in a lot of cases. And yeah, sure would be nice to get that analyzed and wake some more people up.
If you look at what is in those injections, I mean, cancer cells, heavy metals, aborted fetal tissue. And I don't know if you know this, I was just reading in utter disgust this weekend that when they are grabbing fetal tissue, the fetus is alive. They have to have, they want the heart tissue, and they want, and they, that poor little baby who deserves to be born and live a good life is literally maimed and butchered alive. And that's how evil the Jew is, and how evil the Jew-inspired Rockefeller snake oil. That's why it's not pronounced right. The P is silent. It's Big Harma, satanic Big Harma.
It sure is. It sure is. Yep. Very Talmudic, the act of torturing unborn babies.
Yep. So, yeah, it breaks my heart, literally.
Well, gentlemen, I sure thank you for taking my call.
John,
thanks.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, thanks, buddy. No, I look, I mean, it is these vaccines have been devastating. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I haven't really been following it as closely as I was, you know, maybe a year ago or so, but there's stories that come out every day of some young kid dying on the football field or somebody having some, you know, horrific reaction from the vaccine. It's just it is heartbreaking, you know, that these good-natured people just trying to, you know, just totally misled and no ability to really, you know, think critically for themselves about these issues have been, you know, just put in harm's way by these evil companies, you know, these evil individuals like Bill Gates, you know, talking about how the whole world needed to be vaccinated before the pandemic would end.
Right.
You know, it's just such an evil agenda, and you got to think for yourself. You got to, you know, see through this deception. It's to me, it's so obvious. I mean, you know, we've been saying this for a long time. It's
true.
It's not like it's you know, hard to figure out that they're lying to you about all of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, ethical, courageous doctors like Suzanne Humphreys, Dr. Judy Mikovits, God bless, rest in peace, Dr. Andrew Molden, and so many others, they've pointed out that there is no injection, no Jew jab that is worth it. And the lies, the perfidy of never actually doing a true A-B a test, with A being a saline placebo solution and B being the latest quaxine. What they do is that A is instead last year's vaccine. So, oh, see, it's not that bad. Well, yeah, it is. If you would have just injected the test population A, it was saline solution, not last year's vaccine. But what's the biggest point is there's enough time now since young Fauci convinced Reagan to indemnify Big Pharma's vaccine divisions, which is called the biologics divisions, from being sued. They should have all been sued out of business, because it is so detrimental and maiming and murderous. The vaccines are the cause of all autoimmune disease, basically the cause of all autism, in unison with the Jew created glyphosate. And so, but what we have now is time, generational time, and there's generations of Hasidic Jews, of Amish, of natural granola mama hippies, and all those kids never got a Jew jab, not one, and they're all insanely healthy. They don't get sick, and so now we do have our test group, and it just proves everything that Suzanne Humphreys, Judy Mikovits, Andrew Molden, and the thousands of other courageous practitioners and scientists have said, that there is absolutely no merit to any quaxine.
Yes, sir. Very well said. I completely agree with you, man.
All right.
This is such an important topic. I mean, you got it. Yeah, you cannot let yourself get injected with anything. Yeah,
No, not these days. Nope, because they're putting the mRNA in everything. The dipshitsy Mitzi Cohen, the CDC puppet, said, oh, don't forget your flu shot. Well, guess what? The flu shot has mRNA in it now, and they're dumping mRNA into these little kids as young as 6 months. So you cannot inject any kid. And John, I know you're a sports fan. Did you see poor Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers got traded? He worked out and he had a new lease on life, and 4 plays into his first game with the New York Jets, he's on turf and he pops his Achilles. And then if there was a guy who's out of his mind publicly any more than Keith Olbermann, I don't know who it is, but Olbermann was ranting about Rodgers and all his bullshit, and Rodgers replied back. He goes, hey Keith, go get your fifth booster.
Nice. Yeah, well, wasn't Aaron Rodgers like openly questioning and critiquing the vaccine?
Oh, he refused to take it. He did the
good for him, man.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's move on to our next caller, Michael from California. Michael, welcome. What's on your mind for John Friend?
Hey, fellas. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
John,
where do you report? Are you on the East Coast? Is that where you're reporting, or you travel the country?
No, I'm actually in Nebraska. I live in Nebraska.
Okay, well, I'm out on the left coast here in California, and there's a couple good stories, positive ones. I sent one to Giuseppe. Two towns voted to take down the rainbow flag, one in Sonol and one down in Riverside, so that a couple little positive stories there. And the other positive one is in California, they backed off on the – they were going to make it a crime – for medical misinformation, and they backed off. I don't know if people filed a lawsuit, but they were going to take doctors' licenses away if for medical misinformation. If, say, if somebody didn't want to take the vaccine, they were going to make it a crime and punish doctors, but they have backed off on that out here in California. Just a couple good news stories.
Yeah, no, that is good. I actually lived in California for like 13 years. But yeah, no, those are very positive developments. I did see that, is it Dr. Sherry Tenpenny? Didn't she just have her medical license revoked for quote unquote medical misinformation?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, this sort of thing is, and she's, I think, in Ohio. I think it was Ohio or somewhere.
That's right. Yep, she is in Ohio for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Did Peter McCullough? Peter McCullough also? He's under attack. Peter McCullough?
Yep.
He's a great doctor.
Which is probably a good thing. I mean, you don't want a medical license anyways, because it's all tied up with the pharmaceutical industry and just mainstream medicine anyways. But, yeah,
unless you broke your leg. Yeah. But if you broke your leg and you had to go to a hospital for a broken leg, yes, you would need some.
Well, let me jump in. There's two areas of Western corporate allopathy that are invaluable. One is acute trauma care. If you're in an auto accident or you have the Widowmaker heart attack, or they'll save your life, and they are excellent at it. And the second is the innovations in surgery. There's some amazing surgical innovations. There's too much surgery, but when it's really needed, they're really good at it. Those are the two areas that are absolutely should be championed, and the rest of it is garbage and don't do it.
Right, right. So, okay, so John, you work out in Nebraska, and that's where you publish your work?
Well, the American Free Press and the Barnes Review are actually both based in Maryland.
Maryland, yeah,
yeah, yeah. They had an office in Washington D.C. for a very long time, but they've moved right outside of D.C. basically in Maryland.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll look into that. I'll go on your website and I'll look into maybe getting a subscription. If you do like a 1-year subscription for the Free Press, I'm interested in that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you can get it for half off if you use RBN Friend. When I post this show that we're doing right now on my website, I'll have all the information in there. And if you have any questions, just feel free to you can email me. Right, you know, my contact info is right on the website.
TheRealistReport.com. I just put it up on the screen for the video people.
All righty. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. You have a good weekend and take care, Giuseppe. All right.
Take care, Michael.
Thanks, man.
Week.
Appreciate it.
All right, this next caller I know, he's a Paisan, Chance from West Virginia. Welcome, Chance. How are you? What do you got for John Friend?
Yes, hello, Giuseppe. Hello, Senior Friend. Mr.
Hey,
Friend,
Chance,
I finally saw your picture after all these years in the latest issue when you were...
down in that conference in Alabama, yeah.
At the Southern Cultural Conference in Alabama, yeah. Putting a voice to the face. Hey, Giuseppe.
Yes.
Remember how I told you this time around I'm going to have fun with this mask nonsense?
Uh-huh.
I had my first opportunity on Friday. Get a load of this. Now, I listen to another host on another network, Rents Network. He's out of Texas, Dave Krieger, Power Hour. Mm-hmm. He uses this phrase from Wizard of Oz. Dorothy said it. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my, right? So I figured I'd use this, and I had my opportunity Friday. I was in a local convenience store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being checked out, and I know the girl behind the counter. She's hip to everything, too, you know, like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And in comes a woman behind me, middle-aged woman, and she's doing a Jesse James impersonation, you know? And I figured this mm-hmm. was, I'm going to encounter this. So I figured, hey, now I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this. So I turn around. I look at her. I put both hands on my cheeks. I stare her dead in the eyes with a look of terror in my eyes. And I say, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. And I had everybody in. She looked at me dumbfounded. I mean, she seemed like a nice lady. But at this point, Giuseppe, you know, I can't deal with stupidity anymore, you know? Nice or not nice, I really don't care. I can't deal with abject stupidity. And I had these people rolling on the floor, and I think that's how I'm going to handle it from now on. Now, I already had my first opportunity. I'm looking forward to more. I mean, Giuseppe,
that's,
I bring this up only because...
That's the way
you
got to do it, yeah.
Well, I think so, too. I think that it's tragic. And what's weird to me living in rural Virginia is a majority of the people wearing masks right now, and it is only about 10% of the population that we see when I go shopping or running errands. They're mainly black people, which is very odd to me. And so you would think that they would get the fact that
you would
never want to do anything the white poisoner is doing. So
you would think these people would have learned by now. And the only way I see is to embarrass them and have a good time in the process. I mean, I can't see any other way. I don't give a crap anymore, you know? I told you I'm going to have fun with it because I just can't deal with stupidity anymore. Well, with that, now, guys,
I tell people it's against my religion. You know, I can't wear a mask. I'm sorry.
Now, I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to embarrass them now because the way I look at it, I'm going to end up paying for their stupidity down the road. That's how I look at it, because the more people that do this, the more they're going to mandate me to do it, and I find that insulting. I don't care if people want to put on 20 masks. I don't wear a spacesuit or a snorkel. I don't care. But when too many people start doing it again, now it's going to come back on me sooner or later. I'm going to hear crap like, well, you're the only one not wearing a mask. You know what I mean? So I figure have fun with it while you can. And this is what I'm going to do. Now, I have my first opportunity on Friday afternoon. I look forward to more. All right, guys. Take care.
I got to tell both you guys real quick that back when it first started in 2020, I knew it was all bullshit, even just as they were rolling it out. The first week, I was like, holy cow, did they do it? Did they really release a bioweapon that's going to kill billions? And I was a little concerned.
Yeah,
but then
too.
When it just turned out to be a gain-of-function bioweapon of the common cold, people forget that 80% of the planet was immune to it from day one. And children under 21, 99.9997% immune. It's just ridiculous. But I'll never forget the thrill, man, when I was going into the grocery store up in Northern Virginia. That's when we were renting and living in Vienna, man. And I'd be the only person not wearing a mask of 200 people, and the glaring at me and the anger, and like,
yeah.
I mean, I had a weapon in my pocket. I wasn't going to let them, I was going to take a lot of them with me if they were coming at me. But you know what? They're basically cowards and fearful, and but the hate in their eyes was like, but I don't think that's going to happen again. I think that so many people realize now that that was just a enslavement scam and not in any way, good for health. So I'm very curious, because even now when we played that clip in hour one from Dipshitsy Mitzi Cohen, the Jew quack, she's like, it's recommended, and nobody's saying you have to wear it, you have to take the Jew jab, because they know they can't. They had one shot to try and convince people, because the only thing, I mean, even if it was made law, I mean, people would just ignore the law, but anything, a mandate, blah blah blah, it has no real standing. So people were just deceived to go along with it because they trusted Big Pharma, member of the P is Silent. And so your guys' thoughts, man, that was thrilling to get those kind of looks.
Hey, Giuseppe, you got to embarrass them, man. I'm going to embarrass them. I don't give a crap anymore because I don't have any respect for stupidity. I'm done with this. I really am done with this.
I agree, man. There you go. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Take care now.
Hey, thanks buddy.
John, any thoughts?
No, yeah, I mean, you got to be bold and just say no. I mean, that's
yes,
it.
Absolutely.
You just got to refuse. Look, it's against my religion. It's against my, you know, philosophy on life, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, no,
yeah.
I'm not participating. If you want to wear a mask, go ahead, I guess. But I mean, I totally sympathize with Chance. It's like you do got to kind of just, you know, make fun and mock make fun of these people and just openly mock them, you know, because they're the ridiculous ones. I mean, imagine asking somebody to go put, you know, can you please put on a mask before you come into my business or whatever? It's like, what does this world come to that you're being asked to put on a mask? It's like totally degrading and insulting, and they should be viewed as the crazy one. I mean, you know, that's the way normal people think anyways. Agreed. But yeah, no, I'm definitely not going along with any of this nonsense. I mean, I guess to a certain extent I did, you know, when it was all happening, you know, like going into a store or whatever. But even then, I'm almost like embarrassed to say that, because it's just the whole situation was just so stupid and degrading.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess that's human nature. But going forward, I'm pretty determined. I'm not gonna put on a mask again. Okay, and I'm
good
certainly
for you,
not taking
Jeff.
A vaccine. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, our next caller is Paul from New Jersey. Paul, what's on your mind?
Well, hello, gentlemen. Hey, I invented a new game. Find the Jewish stars at the Ukrainian soldiers' cemetery.
That's a good game. Got to be quite
probably,
the detective
probably,
there.
Probably won't find too many.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like hide and seek. It's hide and not seek. Anyway, you know, listen, whites are 12% of the world's population. And isn't it ironic which nations are at war now?
Right.
Gosh,
right.
Is it even that much? I don't know.
No, it's more like 7 or 6% now. Yeah.
But listen, and here's another little fact that shows the perversion of the situation. There are two nations with Jewish executive leaders, Ukraine and Israel.
Yeah.
And notice, one of them is one of the few countries that is at war yet.
Yeah.
And it's ironic, too, that the Jew leading Ukraine is not the same as the Jew leading Israel. See, the Jew leading Israel, he doesn't throw soldiers to their deaths. Notice, they look after their own. They'll send in their rescue squads and their best trained paratroopers to evacuate one wounded Jew. Right? That's what they do. The Israelis do for Jewish soldiers in Israel. But in Ukraine, the Jewish leader, when he has Gentile soldiers, he throws them to certain death. Notice how that works? A total disregard for Gentile lives. Almost like they're having fun doing it. You know, getting these Slavs murdered off. You know, and what's 100%. Interesting...
Absolutely, that's what this is all about.
It is what that's all about, yeah.
And at the same time...
That's what World War I was all about. That's what World War II was all about.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Overthrowing all the traditional monarchies and creating these, you know, Jewish managed democracies, you know, all to advance international Jewry's interests. That's what both World War I and World War II were all about. And of course, defeating the one power that was standing up to all of it, National Socialist Germany.
Yeah. And
all
at
right.
the same time,
Paul, I'm going to ask you to stay on through the break. And because we got the bottom of the hour break, stay tuned for the final 30 minutes of the Sane Asylum. And then coming up, the King of Sunday Night, the one and only Robert Ravel in Incendiary Radio after these messages.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were bolder? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the wider world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better when we can say, see how the flash together. Wouldn't it be nice if we would wake up from the lies and trickery of the Jews? Times together we've been spending. I wish that Hitler's Reich was never ending. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Maybe if we pray to Kekanoda, then it might come true. Oven Jew. Maybe then there wouldn't be a single thing we couldn't do. We could be fascists, and then we'd be happy.
Wouldn't it be nice if Hitler had successfully sued for peace and we didn't have this Jew-controlled nightmare of a world? Welcome back to the final 30 minutes of the Sane Asylum, number 175. It's an honor to have the co-host John Friend from TheRealistReport.com and American Free Press and the Barnes Review back. And I want to tell everybody that Friday I had Monica Schaefer on my show, The Perfect Triangle, and she reported that Alfred is doing real good. He was arrested a few weeks back, maybe a month now, doing 6 months for showing people how high his dog could jump, which is a clever way to point out a Roman salute. But you know what? He's got moved two times, but they've got him where he's working out in the yard all day. He's in the sun, and his wife has gone to see him a few times. He's in great spirits, and those 6 months will go by fast. So God bless Alfred. If you go to freespeechmonica.com, you can get the address, Monica Schaefer's website, and mail Alfred a postcard. I'm going to mail him one this week. And letters get torn up, but if you send a brief postcard, they'll just look at it and give it to him. So God bless you, Alfred Schaefer. God bless you, Monica Schaefer. And John, let's continue on with Paul from New Jersey. So
yeah.
Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up and point out from a news item, you know, because while we're thinking about this, as the Jews running Ukraine are building a new Battle of Lysam for the Gentiles, right? At the same time, thousands of Hasidic Jews visit the city of Uman to see the grave of Rabbi Nachman for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and ignoring the threat from Russia's invasion. And what's interesting about that is they're not concerned about any press gangs rounding them up. There's going to be a total of 35,000 men who are fit, right? Who could, if they could wear that getup that they with the giant things hanging from the sideburns, right? Why can't they carry a rifle and go to the front, right? But they're not.
It's amazing. Yeah, there's something very weird and very Jewish going on in Ukraine. And I mean, the Jews have had a major influence in Ukraine for centuries. I mean, isn't that like where the Pale of Settlement was, like at least part of Ukraine?
Yep.
You know, the old Pale of Settlement of the Russian Empire. Yeah, and these are where all like the some of the top like revolutionary Jews came from, right? So there's something very bizarre going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, and they're also outlawing the Orthodox Ukrainian Orthodox Church, or at least routing it of their priests, and sending a bunch of them to prison or maybe to the front, and because they see that they're sympathetic towards the Russians, and so they're closing down churches. It's amazing, right in front of everybody, right in at Macy's window, and nobody does a thing. And on that note, gentlemen,
well, what's Yeah. Oh, I was going to say real quick, what's interesting, I mean, you know, you hear all these Western politicians talk about how we're fighting for democracy in Ukraine and, you know, Zelensky's this big hero standing up to Russia and all this other nonsense. Meanwhile, you look at what Zelensky is doing in Ukraine. He's like shutting down all the media outlets. You know, he's arresting, you know, targeting political dissidents. And, you know, it's just like a total opposite of what you would associate with democracy, right? And yet it gets almost no coverage in the mainstream. I mean, this whole situation is just so out of control. How much more money are we going to funnel over to Ukraine for their corrupt oligarchs to basically loot? I mean, that's what's going on over there.
Yeah. Great point, John. Great point.
Well, the American press will defend him in that kind of behavior because we love Abraham Lincoln, right? So why not Zelensky? Right? Rounding up opposition, throwing people in prison for this speech. Right,
you know. King Abe, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, gentlemen, have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Those are some excellent points. And before we continue with the next caller, I want to get two points made every hour. First, you got to support RBN. They just did the commercial for Wild Pastures. That protein is top shelf, man. You will like bite into it and like, holy cow, this is what steak or chicken should taste like. And then secondly, John, how can people take advantage of that awesome discount you're offering over at AFP?
Yeah, the code is RBN Friend, and you can use that for the 1-year print subscription of the American Free Press. And also for the Barnes Review, you can get a half off of a print subscription to either publication or both if you want to subscribe to both of them. And those details you can find over on my website. Again, if anybody has any questions about it, just feel free to shoot me an email. You can find my contact info right at therealistreport.com. And I will post all of that information when I post this podcast program on my site as well.
Fantastic. Just want to remind you, a couple lines are now open, 512-248-8252. You can call in and join the conversation at 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Our next caller is Sarah from Oregon. Welcome, Sarah. What's on your mind? Okay.
No, thought she dropped. The Jews have all the power. And it's insane. So we don't care about who, whatever they do in the people do with their sex life in private, but if it's in front of children, like Lauren Boebert did last week, it's
that
really
yeah nuts. I saw that. Yeah,
she was getting felt up in a theater, and that is really weird. Yeah.
And it was, and she vaped in front of a pregnant woman, which is not good. So, and doing all these weird things, it's not good at all. So,
what is with these just total hypocrites? I mean, Lauren Boebert is presented as like this populist, like right, far right, like Republican,
right?
And apparently she's just a total bimbo, you know, and just trashy. What kind of trashy behavior is this? You're a congresswoman acting like this in public. I saw a tweet by Ann Coulter. She was basically saying, you know, is there nobody else in Colorado to represent this district? I mean, we got this total trashy bimbo, you know, engaging in this just totally disgusting behavior in public. It's like, what the hell? The nerve of these people. It's just outrageous.
Yeah, great point.
She a hoe, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, Sarah, let me ask you real quick.
She has a big family, and she like is divorcing her husband.
Jeez.
And engaging. Yeah, it's like it's so disgusting.
That is disgusting. But Sarah, let me ask you: being in Oregon with that insane Jerry Brown sister, I mean, it's like it's Bolshevik Oregon, right? I mean, it's crazy.
It's not Jerry Brown's sister. It's some girl named Tina Kotex or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, I thought Kate Brown was the governor there.
Yeah, Kate Brown's no longer in office. It's Tina Kotek.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
I'll let the line open up for anybody else who wants to hash it out. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Sarah.
It's always nice to hear a female voice call in, since typically we get a lot of high testosterone males dialing in, which there's nothing wrong with that. All right.
Hey Giuseppe, by the way, just while I'm thinking of it, speaking of out of control governors, did you catch the New Mexico governor?
Lujan Grisham. What an overreach, man. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Oh, no, I mean, I sometimes, you know, you wake up and you look at the headlines and it's like, is this even real? The Department of Justice suing Elon Musk company SpaceX for not hiring like illegal, you know, migrants and refugees.
Right.
It's like, what? Like, is this even real? And it turns out, yeah, it is actually. You know, you can go to the Department of Justice's website and read all about it.
Yeah, it
and
is
this
real.
This was sort of a similar story. This woman declares a public health crisis. You know, she declared gun violence to be a public health crisis, an emergency. And then the very next day, she implements this emergency order that bans anybody from carrying a concealed or openly carried firearm in the county of I can't remember the name of the county, but it's where Albuquerque is. And I guess they've been having, you know, all sorts of gun violence in Albuquerque. And it's just like outrageous, the nerve of these people just to openly like suspend the Constitution as if they have the authority to do that by declaring an emergency. We've been seeing this sort of nonsense going on at all levels of government, really since 9/11, probably even before that, and certainly in the wake of this whole COVID scamdemic. But I mean, just the boldness of this woman to attempt to do this. I mean, she was immediately sued, you know, and it's and you know, even the local people, all the local law enforcement, the county prosecutor,
they said they wouldn't
department,
enforce
the sheriff of the county. Yeah, they're like, look, this is unconstitutional. We're not going to enforce this. We have nothing to do with this. This is an illegal order. The governor herself ought to be arrested for, you know, even contemplating, you know, attempting to do such a thing.
Absolutely. In fact, it's interesting with these Democratic. I didn't know Kate Brown got booted because she did something wrong, because she was an insane little petty tyrant dictator of Oregon. And then you've got that she Yeti Whitmer in Michigan, and that FBI staged kidnapping attempt. They all got acquitted. Did you see that this week? The guys were set up. They had no actual intention of doing anything, but the FBI egged them on. They got acquitted by a jury, and this weird looking deviant governor of New York, this Kathy Hochul, and she's overreaching now, and she's getting slapped down. So it's good to see that there still are some sane judges that aren't full of activism and are enforcing the law as it should be. So that's pretty good, John.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it kind of goes to the, you know, we were talking about the Georgia district attorney, the Georgia attorney general filing this massive indictment against these 61 basically Antifa terrorists down in Atlanta. So, yeah, I mean, you do see some of this stuff happen at the, you know, the more local or state level. It's just the federal government itself, the deep state, has been so weaponized and so politicized. Right. Yeah, so... Definitely,
well, John,
definitely
the
a
other
major
thing,
problem.
The other thing that has popped up in the last week to 10 days, which is totally weird, is we knew it in 08 when Larry Sinclair came out and said, hey, Barack Obama's a flaming homo. I blew him while he smoked crack, and he's also had affairs with Rahm Emanuel. He's a flaming homosexual, but yet it was suppressed by all the mainstream news. And why do you think all of a sudden Tucker Carlson rolled that out? Let's see if that was 08. It's how many years is that? 18 is 10. 15 years later.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I don't often catch many of Tucker's interviews, as you know, since he's been off of Fox News. I did watch the one he did with Trump, and I was actually kind of a lame interview. I mean, Trump, of course, you know, sort of said some funny things, but
right.
You know, he's not talking about the key issues that got him elected in 2015, 2016. So it was kind of just a bizarre interview, and Tucker kept like repeatedly, and you know, like insisting that Trump is going to be like assassinated or something. It was kind of weird.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you? I don't know if you saw that, but that's one that I actually did see. This one with Larry Sinclair, I did not see, but I saw the reports about it, and I saw it on Twitter and stuff that he had done the interview. Yeah, it is very weird. I don't understand it. I don't know. You know, digging up an old story like that. I think that Larry Sinclair is probably a very credible, you know, witness, and
absolutely
this probably did happen. You know, a lot of the allegations he makes against Obama. But yeah, no, it's weird. I don't know if it's more of a strategy just to undermine the Democrats in general, or to maybe, you know, throw some shade on Michelle Obama from trying to get in the race. I know there's been a lot of speculation about her potentially running for office,
right,
which would be just
a nightmare.
Talk about clown world. Yeah. I mean, this one is so unimpressive. Woman. I'm not even convinced she's actually a woman, to be honest with you.
Me and you both. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, especially with this fag Obama stuff, a few weeks after their beloved chef dies under very mysterious circumstances that, you know, he's supposedly waterboarding, and they claim at first he can't swim, but then there's video put out there that shows him swimming in a pool easily. That why were all his clothes folded up? He was naked. Why were they all folded up on the beach? So there's a lot of weird things going on there. So yeah, I think you're right. I think they're just trying to put so much dirt on Big Mike that they can't install it, because that would be a national nightmare.
Big Mike, yeah. So of course you've seen the transvestigation videos about Michelle.
Yes, I have.
And that's one that I do find pretty convincing. Some of the other ones I'm a little bit more skeptical, but yeah, no, I don't know. It's you know, politics is, I mean, of course, you know, we got to follow it. We got to read about it and cover it and right. talk about mm-hmm. it. But overall, I mean, to me, it's just like it's just like theater, man. It's just like this show that they're all participating in. It seems like, anyways, a lot of times, I find very little of it to be genuine. And you know, whether we're talking about the investigation into Biden, I mean, how long have they been doing this? And nothing right. ever happens with it. Of course, the Democrats are much more serious, and they actually do target and go after their political opponents, unlike the Republicans, who basically just talk a lot. You know, they'll talk about it and have, you know, congressional inquiries about it and go to the media and make, you know, bold statements, but won't ever actually do anything. You know, it's just like one big distraction.
That's a great point, John. All right. Well, we don't have any callers at present, so I came across this video, John. Sam, if you could cue up clip number 9. You know, I've always been fascinated by Fritz Springmeier's book outlining the 12 families or the 13 families that really control the world, dating all the way back to the Talmudic times, and then Eustace Mullis' exceptional book, The Curse of Canaan, kind of tracks. They keep changing their names, Canaanites to the Canaanites to the Phoenicians to the Venetians to the Hidden Hand. But check this out about the Orsini family. This is very interesting.
Rothschilds come from the Orsini family. Roth means red in German, and the Orsini means red, red bear, little red bears. That's what Orsini means. The Grey Pope is Pepe Orsini. He trumps the black, he trumps the white pope.
The Grey Pope is even higher than the black and the white pope.
The Orsini is the Maxima family. They are the maximum family. They are on top. And somehow they've trumped the Colonna and the Farnese, which I know without any doubt through all my studies that they are the three most powerful Illuminati.
What about Rothschild and Rockefeller?
Well, they are Orsini. They just changed their name. Rockefeller were Rothschilds. Rothschilds were Orsini. Orsini were a family which have their lines in Babylon and Egypt. They tell you that. You read their biographies. They'll tell you that. We go back to Nimrod. They tell you that. The Rothschilds say that. We go back to Nimrod. How? Through the Orsini. So Rockefeller, Rothschild, Orsini, and then you go back to the Persian and Egyptian dynasties. Rothschild.
How about that, John? That's interesting. I thought
that
was...
It is, you know, and that's a. I've never actually read that book.
Oh, it's really good. It's
so,
good.
I don't really know what to make of it. I mean, I, you know me. I've been focused just on the reality of Jewish power in American society and really throughout the world. And I think there probably is something to it. There's something that like ties these people together on like a almost like a blood level. I mean, not necessarily just the Jews, but like the elites in general.
Mm-hmm,
and I have no doubt that it goes back centuries. I mean, I've been really kind of getting more into this whole idea of like Tartaria, and you know, of course, we've talked about Christian identity in the past, and sort of taking a second look at the Bible and what the Bible is all about.
Right.
And I think there's probably something to this. I mean, these people, you learn about like the MK Ultra and the child trafficking rings and pedophilia. It's like, gosh, something is really, really evil and dark going on with these people.
You know what? We got a call. Chance is calling back. He's got something that must be good for him to call back. Chance, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Giuseppe. You know, did you know that Obama's cook was a gay blade? So I'm thinking maybe Big Mike caught the cook giving Obama a Hummer, and she did it, or she or he did a linebacking blitz on his head. What do you think?
Well, yeah, supposedly the killing blow was behind the left ear, so yeah.
Yeah, I just had to throw that in there. Interesting. Okay, guy. Take care now.
Thanks, Chance. Good point. Yeah, that is so weird, but I mean, you look at the all of the last three Democratic installed. Well, actually, Clinton and Obama were legitimately elected. They have such phony public personas that everybody. I love that quote about Bill Clinton. You know, he's a rat. One of his bodyguards in the Clinton body count video said, "You know, he's a rat bastard. You know, he's gonna, you know, rape your sister and kill your cat, but you still want to bring him home for a Sunday dinner because you like him so much. I mean, that's the kind of a sociopath, psychopath Clinton is. But the last three Democratic, you know, two duly elected Clinton, the faggot Obama, and now this pedo Biden. I mean, my God, there is no Democratic Party anymore. It's the Satanist Bolshevik 2.0 party.
Right. Yeah. The far left has definitely taken over the Democrat Party, and they have for a very long time. And you see how weaponized it is. You see how just outright hostile they are towards white people, towards Trump supporters. And I think really that's what a lot of this hostility towards Trump is really all about, is just what he represents, you know, and you know, people view him as basically representing Heritage America.
Right. That's a great point, John. Really good.
All right. You know, once I know we only got a few minutes left, and I don't know if we have any more callers, but one story I wanted to bring up. Well, actually, there was two. The whole ban the ADL hashtag.
Yeah, that was
a very interesting
on that. Yeah, what's your take on that?
Yeah. No, we had a lot of coverage of it in American Free Press. In this most recent issue that I mentioned, just went to the press on or went to the printer on Friday. And very interesting development. I mean, you know, I kind of alluded to Elon Musk, and I have very, very little trust in this man to actually do anything worthwhile. I mean, he's still been banning people left and right on Twitter. I'm surprised I even have, you know, I'm even allowed a Twitter account, to be honest. I mean, I'm basically so shadow banned. You can't even, you really cannot even view my tweets unless you go directly to my page, right? I mean, they won't come up in your feeds. My tweets get like almost no views. It's pretty incredible, and that's very common. Something happened with the algorithm when the whole thing was going on with Kanye West, because I was putting out tweets and all of a sudden they were getting like 50,000 views, and that's something that's never happened. And then that all quickly changed once my account was flagged and I had to remove a bunch of tweets, and it's been back to basically being shadow banned. But this whole, you know, hashtag ban the ADL has been a very positive, interesting development. I think it's definitely exposed the ADL to a huge audience, and it's even got like mainstream, you know, sort of conservative influencers talking about the organization, and they don't always have the best takes about it, but at the same time they're at least talking about the ADL, because most people wouldn't even know what this organization, what it is, or the history of it, or just how subversive they are and how they're openly working with these big tech companies to basically dictate what can and can't be said on these platforms. And it really is the modern public space, the modern public square. I mean, if you can't get on social media and talk to people and you know, put your ideas out there for people to consider, you really don't have free speech. And that's what the whole concept of this freedom of speech but not reach is all about, is eliminating that. You know, okay, yeah, you can have your Twitter, you can have your Twitter page, but nobody can see it. and you know, maybe unless they actually go to the page itself, but we're not going to let it gain any traction. We're certainly not going to put it in the algorithm. We're not going to let, you know, other people even consider what you're saying. So I thought that was a very positive development. We'll kind of see what happens. I mean, he was threatening to potentially sue the ADL. I don't know if that's going to happen. But just the fact that, you know, more and more people are recognizing how totally subversive this organization is another very positive development, I think.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's so funny how that all played out with, you know, the Jew historically reacting and BB Nutty A-hole supposedly flying to Silicon Valley to meet with Musk. And we'll have to talk about this more next time, John. I don't think this is over, but it is very peculiar. I mean, Musk, what's he doing? He's an Illuminati insider. Why is he taking on his teammates anyway? So, all right, great show. John Friend, The Realist Report, coming up now, the King of Sunday Night, the one and only Robert Ravold and Incendiary Radio. Have a great week, everybody.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israeli lazy.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.